This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's highest court is taking up a legal challenge to the very foundation of Obamacare, the individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The Supreme Court upheld that provision back in 2012, ruling it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But now Texas and 17 other red states have brought a new lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and a decision from the high court on this will likely come after Election Day in November. Former president and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, has died today at 84. In an interview just a couple of years ago, he said he saw himself like this.
I'm an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I had a great run.
USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The market's still struggling, though, to rebound from last week's steep losses over the coronavirus outbreak. Market's getting a bit of a boost after the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell signaled the central bank's willingness to cut interest rates if needed to support the U.S. economy. We told you earlier that Pete Buttigieg and Tom Steyer have dropped out of the Democratic race for the presidential nomination. Well, Democratic presidential hopefuls Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren say they're vowing to stay in at least until after tomorrow's Super Tuesday balloting. The Minnesota Senator Klobuchar is visiting Utah today.
I want to go everywhere, and that's actually part of how I've always run my campaigns, and it's how I will govern.
Business Insider reports that online retail giant Amazon's already laid off thousands of drivers in the past few months, and that it's planning to lay off 3,200 more by the end of April. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An incident involving one of the Democratic candidates over the weekend draws a tweet from President Trump. Here's the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them." This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during the Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
Something that's been part of Tulane University's campus for decades has been put in storage. They took away the Tulane University Victory Bell after the New Orleans University learned of its connection to slavery. The bell has been used for years to celebrate the school's basketball victories, but now the school has learned that it was used on a slave plantation to direct the movements of enslaved Africans. So again, it's been picked up off the campus and put away. Long-running daytime TV show Judge Judy will be adjourning court for good after 25 seasons. In an interview that will air today on Ellen, Judy Shilin says the 2020-2021 season will be her last. She's moving on to a new show titled Judy Justice. No details on that released just yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Back on track. Bill Venus live.
Well, it starts with first principles, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you a new book out that will help you refocus on our priorities as a country. Remember, it was Benjamin Franklin who was asked, okay, what kind of government do we have? And he says, well, he tells the gal that asked the pointed critical question, says, a republic, if you can hold on to it. And here we are, all these decades later, 200 plus years later, and we find ourselves trying to hang on to our republic. Ned Ryan is back with us, the founder of the CEO of American Majority. His book that I was referencing, Restoring Our Republic, The Making of the Republic and How We Reclaim It Before It's Too Late. Ned, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bill. No, I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about it. I think, obviously I'm biased, but I think it's a very appropriate topic. In this day and age, to be discussing what did our founders actually intend as we're seeing what's taking place in D.C. And, you know, there's a lot of different things. I'm going to go right into it, Bill, because
yes,
I'm just thinking the last 24 hours about what's taking place with Roger Stone, and I have to
qualify. I'm glad you brought it up, because that was number one on my agenda to ask you about. Go ahead and talk. Let's talk Roger Stone. Go ahead.
So I've never been the biggest Roger Stone fan. I'm being completely honest here, but what is taking place with him is completely egregious, but kind of expected, Bill, when you start to think about where we've come from and where we're at right now. And you know, in Chapter 9 of this book, of Restoring Our Republic, I lay out the conversation about the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Should we actually have an enumerated Bill of Rights? And it was a big debate between George Mason and Hamilton and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that Mason and the Anti-Federalists insisted upon a Bill of Rights for the ratification of the Constitution. But the argument that Hamilton and Madison made back that we shouldn't have a Bill of Rights is because it was the machinery of the Republic and the diffusion of power mm-hmm. that would be the best protector of our rights. And so I make this point today about Roger Stone. We can have the best Bill of Rights in the world. We can have the best legal system. But if you consolidate power, if you give an administrative state unlimited powers, they can essentially suspend the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, when they so choose, and use the law as a weapon against political opponents. This is
exactly.
absolutely mm-hmm. egregious what is taking place. And I would also add, Bill, again, not the biggest fan of Paul Manafort, little bit, you know, skeptical about General Flynn. Also egregious miscarriage of justice
for
both of these. I think what Donald Trump needs to do is give each one of those three men full pardons and say, we're not going to do this anymore. But I will add this. Thank God AG Barr is there. I think it's been one of the best appointments that Donald Trump has made in his entire administration. And Bill Barr is looking at this going, we are not going to do this anymore. And I am convinced, Bill, that Barr is not going to leave as AG until he sets things right. And there are going to be a lot of things, I think, taking place over the next 6 to 9 months that are going to be the process of setting things right.
Well, like we were talking, Ned, with Cheryl Atkinson, you know, just a moment ago, and that is that are we willing to take on this 800,000-pound corrupt gorilla in the room?
We have to. The only way, I'm convinced of this, the only way that we can truly restore the American Republic is to break apart the administrative state. Mm-hmm. And the thing that has taken place over the last 100 years, again, progressives dropped this administrative state, this massive bureaucracy inside of our constitutional republic. The whole idea being to create a massive bureaucracy full of bureaucrats that were the ones actually making the decision. And I told somebody the other day, you can draw a direct line between Woodrow Wilson and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
Yes.
In which you can see if this whole mindset and mentality, you know, we're the ones that decide.
Yes.
And I remind people, in our constitutional republic, it is actually the duly elected representatives of the people that decide. And this is the tension
of the people, Ned. See, what they did, this administrative state, what they did is they turned the org chart on its head. Our founders said, hey, the org chart's going to be upside down. And, you know, and of course, all the elites were freaking out. Well, what do you mean? We're not the boss anymore? No, we the people. It is going to be the people that are the boss. So the org chart is upside down on its point, and the administrative state came in and they turned the org chart upside down, and leading the people to believe that they're no longer in authority. That these elected officials do not serve at their behest, but lest they're going to be surprised once again come the 2020 elections, you're going to hear from the people of Main Street and the forgotten men and women saying once again to these elected officials, can you hear me now?
That's right. No, and I remind people, if you look at a fundamental understanding of what our founders intended, in our republic, all power flows from the people. Power flows from the people to their duly elected representatives, who are then made stewards of the power and the monies that they have been given by the people to actually implement policies and all of these things that actually promote and advance the interests of the American people. Anybody that is a bureaucrat or anybody that's in any one of these departments and agencies, of which we have too many, they are meant to actually implement those things that prioritize the interests of the American people. They do not decide, they implement, they advise. That's it. And I think the thing that you're seeing now that's really coming to surface, I even saw Chuck Todd on MSNBC the other day say, well, you know, maybe it's time we don't have political appointees actually running justice, that basically is career bureaucrats that should be deciding. Again, highlighting once again the entire tension over the last 3 years with Donald Trump showing up, it all comes down to one thing, Bill, who decides?
Yes, exactly.
It's not the bureaucrats that decide. Mm.
Right. Well, this is what Donald Trump has done. He has been the greatest exposing agent, I believe, Ned, in our lifetime. I mean, he's pulled back the shroud on all this corruption, the bloated government, and even in this process, the way he's handling the Roger Stone, the Stone deal, as unjust as it is, people have said, well, why doesn't he just, you know, pardon him and get it over with? Because I don't think the people need to go through the process and really realize, and I appreciate him being patient on this, because the people need to understand the damage that this two-tiered system of justice, you know, what it's done, you know, like you said, you know, with Manafort. Are you kidding me? What, a 72-year-old man, you've got him in solitary confinement? I mean, you were taking years off this man's life with that kind of that's persecution. It's beyond prosecution.
This is all we are asking for, Bill. I mean, all we're asking for is fundamental to the republic: equal application of the law.
Exactly.
No more bifurcated legal system in which somebody with the wrong political connections or the wrong last name, whatever it is, has the book thrown at them. And then somebody else, like, say, Andrew McCabe, who knowingly and willingly and admitted to it, lied under oath, well, he gets a book contract and a gig on CNN. This is absurd. It is beyond absurd. And the American people are watching. And the thing
exactly.
is, Bill, if you lose trust in your institutions, you lose trust in society and civilization. That's a real problem.
Well, without a doubt, and the people are still saying, what happened with the destruction of evidence of Hillary Clinton's server and electronic devices? And she just kind of sillily, in a silly response to Ed Henry, what do you mean, wipe it like with some sort of cleaning device or cleaning solution or something? Are you kidding me? Is that obstruction? I mean, I would think so. And if it would have been like it was anybody, that supported Donald Trump, they'd still be in jail. We know the two-tiered system. We saw what happened clearly with Dinesh D'Souza because he was a conservative.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live!
Russian independent, just the way you like to hear from us, America. Good to have you with us for the ride here as we go deep into the issues, deeper than, you know, a bumper sticker and those 8-second sound bites that you've been used to. Of course, a lot of it, as it turns out, has become more aligned with what we've referred to as fake news. But the fact of the matter is that really what we're dealing with is justice, and talking about Peter Stone, Roger Stone, rather, or, you know, Manafort, you know, Mike Flynn, just go down the list. And interesting, those are all Republicans or somebody who supported Donald Trump. Think about this. A rapist, as a rule, about 4 years, they would they would have to spend in prison for raping. An armed robber, 3 years roughly. Thugs with a criminal assault, maybe up to 1.5 years they would spend. Roger Stone, for lying, and even then it's kind of a goofy kind of a deal, almost like the Michael Flynn deal, although with Michael Flynn you even had the FBI agent saying, well, it's not really a lie, he didn't really lie, but, you know, with Michael Flynn it was getting way out of hand, and thank God that he found Sidney Powell. Or Sidney Powell went to him because she knew the antics of Andrew Weissman, and now we're talking about them, you know, reneging on the kind of time and maybe even, you know, somewhat of a suspended sentence and just some time out and no jail time whatsoever. But meanwhile, they've devastated this this three-star general. And for all the service of the country, what is he guilty of? In all these cases, guilty of supporting the President of the United States or the would-be President, Ned Ryan. I mean, this is not fair, and it goes along with what, you know, in a sense, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, is that if there's not justice for all, then there's no justice at all.
Dad, that's, Bill, you couldn't have said it better. This is my concern, because this is one of the fundamental understandings of who we are as a country. Again, in chapter one of a book, I lay out, our founders made a very distinct decision. And in the age of the divine right of kings, mm-hmm. where the king was law, they decided to set a new course in which they said the law will be king. All will stand equal before the law. We will be a nation of laws, not of men. And here we are today. Again, highlighting with this whole Roger Stone situation, mm-hmm. that law is kind of whatever we choose to say it is, and if we want to punish somebody with it, throw the book at them, send them to prison for 9 years, and I love the fact he brought up all those statistics, where people that are guilty of rape and armed robbery are going 3 to 4 years,
yes.
and based off a misremembering of an email, if I'm correct, Bill, mm-hmm. they're going to send him to jail for 9 years. The thing I remind people, that the sad thing is, when you have people inside the DOJ and the FBI that are highly politicized, which they have become, basically any one of us could be caught in a perjury trap. Because I remind people, do you really remember what you were doing 5 years ago down to the exact words that you said?
Right.
Somebody walks in and says, you tell me exactly what you said 5 years ago, and if you don't remember correctly, you are going to be charged with perjury for lying to a mm-hmm. federal employee, and we're going to throw the book at you. This is the absurdity that we've gotten to. It has nothing to do with actually the implementation and enforcement of real laws. It's political punishment because they supported the wrong guy for president.
Exactly. They did that to Jerome Corsi. And basically what it came down to is they wanted Jerome to lie. And his wife told him, said, Jerry, I'd much rather see you in jail than have right. you abandon your integrity.
But this is the sad thing about this, Bill, on a very fundamental level, is this rule of law, one of the basic elements of who we are as a people, the supposed guardians of the rule of law, our Department of Justice and the FBI, and they have made a complete farce of it. And I've said this, and I'll say it again. Christopher Wray is the wrong guy to be leading the FBI right now, because there is massive reform that is needed inside of that building. And this is why, again, I'll say it. Bill Barr, thank God for him, because I'm
yes.
convinced. And,
mm-hmm.
and the other thing I want to say is this. The reason I say thank God for Bill Barr, he wants to set things right. I am fully convinced of this, the DOJ and the FBI. The other thing, though, that I would say to people, have hope that things are going to be set right. I think Bill Barr and John Durham are operating off the fact that maybe Donald Trump doesn't get reelected in November. I think he will be, but let's say he's not. They are operating off a 6 to 9 month time frame. I think that you are going to see some things that will dramatically change the narrative on all of this, probably starting around June, July.
Mm-hmm.
Because they realize they had a limited time frame to be doing it before Trump might not be in office. I think Bill Barr and Durham are running off. We're going to start rolling things out. Maybe even
you think they're running the clock on this a little bit.
I think so. I think they're going to get things done, and I think there's going to be things breaking relatively soon, Bill, in which people are saying, "Where are Durham? Where are Barr?"
Exactly. Well, Durham's become our Obi-Wan Kenobi here. I mean, we're hoping that, you know, hope upon hope, that it isn't like a Horowitz deal, you know?
Well,
and,
I mean, but the thing, Bill, that should be reminded, I mean, Comey was out there yesterday on Twitter, you know, going after the president saying, well, Roger Stone committed a crime. I didn't. I would remind people that James Comey signed multiple FISA applications, of which we now know two were considered illegitimate. It is a crime. To sign and willingly know and falsify information in front of the FISC. So, Bill Barr knows that. John Durham knows that. And guess who else knows it? James Comey knows it. So he can say whatever he wants to on Twitter about not breaking laws. I think we are going to get some measure of real justice, hopefully relatively soon, because they realize we don't have all the time in the world, 6 to 9 months, and I'm convinced Barr is going to make some things happen here pretty quick.
Well, Ned, I'll tell you this. Dinesh D'Souza, you know, the 18 months that he spent incarcerated and being around the criminals, what he learned, his big takeaway is he told me, he said, Bill, he says, criminals never give up the con, no matter what. And when you think about what James Comey, McCabe and all them, and you want to know the fruit of their criminality, listen to what they say. I mean, in spite of the clear evidence, the fact that Comey, you know, turned over information to one of his buddies, which was classified information, so that we could get a special prosecutor. I mean, the whole fruit of this evil tree is all, it's got Comey's manure all over it. And, you know, and this is what is frustrating for Donald Trump, because, you know, and for the rest of us, like yourself, I mean, you know, most reasonable Americans see this, say, this thing stinks from the root up, and we're having to talk about this.
But I think Trump has told me this. He said, Ned, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad. Mm-hmm. And I think what he's understood is he's coming to D.C. All of these things have taken place, but the onion's starting to get peeled back. And people are starting to understand at a fundamental level there's some real corruption that's taking place. Again, the ultimate end, if you have a massive administrative state filled with very powerful bureaucrats who do not have as much oversight as they should have from our elected officials, people start doing what they can, not what they should.
Exactly.
And I think the thing that has to be done is, I think you've got to have reform at the FBI, Bill.
No doubt there's got to be some serious house cleaning. The other thing is people need to be patient. Ned, as you know, you get one shot at this deal. When you start calling corruption out, I mean, right now we can, you know, throw some punditry around and say, hey, this looks like a duck, talks like a duck. But when you are going to put the case before the American people, you got to make sure all your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed. And this is something that that I'm sure that Bill Barr and Durham, you know, with rapidity, with a sense of urgency, are moving along. But these guys are seasoned professional attorneys and law enforcement officials that know that they have got to tie all this stuff down to make it inarguable.
This is not Bill Barr's first rodeo. Again,
no.
He's been AG before. I would remind people what he did in between being AG is he was in the private sector actually prosecuting government for government abuse. He knows what he's doing, not only as AG, but also looking for abuse of power by government. So be strong, people. Have faith. I really do feel like Bill Barr is going to be able to roll some stuff out. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Bill, I think this goes back all the way to the West Wing inside the Obama administration.
No question.
That's a very hard thing to actually be able to go, how do we get all of our facts lined up to actually prove conclusively
how deep it
really is. Bad things were done?
Without a doubt. Well, let me say, look, the elections are around the corner here in November. Make sure you get registered to vote. You actually vote. Take a neighbor with you. Take your whole neighborhood with you and make sure that your voice is heard, because Donald Trump and the Republic needs reinforcement if we're going to save this country. Ned Ryan, Restoring Our Republic, his book, The Making of the Republic and How We Reclaim It Before It's Too Late. It's always linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. And Ned, how can they be in touch with you?
You know, you can follow me on Twitter, Ned Ryan, NedRyun, or you can go to AmericanMajority.org, check out what we do. But again, Bill, I encourage people, go to Amazon, snag a copy of Restoring Our Republic.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's highest court is taking up a legal challenge to the very foundation of Obamacare, the individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The Supreme Court upheld that provision back in 2012, ruling it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But now Texas and 17 other red states have brought a new lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and a decision from the high court on this will likely come after Election Day in November. Former president and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, has died today at 84. In an interview just a couple of years ago, he said he saw himself like this.
You know, an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I mean, I had a great run.
USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us, boy. We've got so much to talk about. And we have F.H. Buckley joining us here to talk about American secession. You know, what is going on, you know? Some say we haven't been so divided as a nation since the Civil War, really. I mean, it's almost like it's always to that point, is that we seem to get, you know, so contentious that it's the worst it's ever been, right? So, look, we have traveled this road before, and I want to bring F.H. Buckley on with us right now. He is the foundation professor at George Mason University's Scalia Law School, and we're going to be talking about his new book, American Secession. F.H., welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks very much. Call me Frank, by the way.
Yes, I was going to, but I thought, well, at least for formality to begin with, you know, but yes, I'm happy to call you Frank. Frank, you know, we've been at this point before, but, you know, at the very root and the DNA of the American experiment is this contention and this revolutionary spirit. So why are we so surprised that we're contentious?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Objectively, we've been through it before, and, you know, there's nothing really new. Of course, the same thing was said in 1860, mind you.
Yes.
But psychologically, it's different, okay, as it was in 1860. Psychologically, something happened to the left, and they went nuts in the way we've not seen before, right? I guess maybe they thought they had won the culture war, and then Donald Trump got elected, and all of a sudden, you know, they realized maybe it wasn't so, and that was like a psychic wound. Mm-hmm. But in terms of their behavior, you know, the resistance, the election didn't count, permanent impeachment, we've not seen that before from then. There's, you know, they hadn't gone off the rails,
mm-hmm.
right? And when that sort of thing happens, you know, if that's where we are now, imagine where we might be in a year's time. Donald Trump gets reelected. He gets a couple more seats, possibly on the Supreme Court. And, you know, at that point, you know, what is mere craziness right now might go ballistic. And at that point, I guess people might start thinking about, you know, are there other options out there? And one of them is secession.
Right.
And,
well,
you know.
Yeah, certainly. And I think that that's a point well taken. I have been saying for a number of months here, Frank, that the way the Democrats are going, that they could end up going off the cliff to such a degree that the Democratic Party really implodes on itself and almost has to take a mandatory time out to reconstruct. And this could take some time. But the good news is, if that occurs, then the onus is on conservatives and the Republican Party to think. I believe they could do some real good here, you know, by being able to do some governance and attack the debt, for example, because the two-party system and the interests of the Democrats in contention with those of conservatives is, to me, you know, it's so ironic. They talk about quid pro quo. I mean, we're $23 trillion in debt because of quid pro quo, because we can't get people in the room to say, hey, this is the best thing for the American people and for this government. No, they have to say, Nancy Pelosi says, well, you know, my district's important, so I've got to take care of and demonstrate to my district that I'm doing right by them, so I got to take some of that money. So, you know, if you're going to get $1 trillion for the military, well, you better get ready to keep the purse open, because we're going to want, you know, some kind of in-kind gesture for, you know, domestic spending as well. So here you go, quid pro quo. You can have the military. And the irony of that as well is that last time I checked, I didn't think the military only took care of Republicans.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mind you, you know, the public debt is something I spent zero time talking about in my book. Solving that kind of a problem is, you're right, the sort of thing that requires cooperation on both sides of the aisle. And, of course, we're never going to get that, not currently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, a lot of people looking at the idea of secession say, well, you know, it can't happen because, you know, we've been through the violence. We don't want to do that. And constitutionally, it's impossible. And, you know, I wrote the book as kind of a how-to guide. And what I said is, it wouldn't lead to violence. I mean, it would lead to U-Haul making a lot of money as we sort ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
And
kind of like what they're experiencing in California right now.
It'll accelerate that.
Right.
And we're also seeing the talk of the breakup of within states, which would make political secession more possible. For example, Eastern Oregon, more conservative, is thinking about joining Idaho, which would leave a rump of Western Oregon, coastal Oregon, hard left-wing Oregon, and places like Portland, you know, and at that point, they might decide, we just like, you know, we can get out of this, and we will get out of this.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, the potatoes are better in Idaho anyway, so they like them there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, look, here's the deal. I lived through this. I moved here from Canada, okay? So I went through a secession crisis up there, and here's how it happens. I mean, you start with people saying, no, this, you know, impossible, could never happen. Maybe we should charge some guy with sedition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, you know, people get elected, and all of a sudden it's feasible. It can happen real, real fast. And, you know, it's not hard to imagine a political future where that sort of thing might happen. And when that does happen, you know, would you expect the president to send in the troops? Because I wouldn't. I mean, and I don't see the Supreme Court wanting to hand the president a loaded gun, okay, to send in the troops. So, you know, this sort of thing would be resolved peacefully, politically, and what I would hope would emerge would be something like kind of federalism on steroids, right? You know, maybe the answer is, if we have very different visions of what the government should be like, you know, maybe at that point what we want to do is get back to where we were at our founding, where the federal government was small and the states were more powerful. A lot of our problems come from the idea that we should have one law for the entire country.
Exactly, right. No, it's absolutely obliterated what our founding fathers had intended, that we would have laboratories of experimentation of governance. And states being independent, it affords that. You homogenize that, and you compromise that original ideal.
So what happened between then and now is two things. Number one, more power to the federal government. And number two, the country became a lot bigger. And one of the things I looked at is the relationship between bigness and badness. Mm-hmm. So, looking at all the countries, the smaller countries are doing better, the Denmarks of the world, because the elected officials are closer to the people. There's less corruption. There's more freedom. Their people are richer and happier. So, the kind of devolution I'm talking about is completely benign. And not only that, it would adhere to the traditions of the framers when they founded our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've already had demonstrations of violence, with Antifa and that other organizations, given the opportunity with any kind of revolution, that's going to come out. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has continued to warn us of, police actions that have been on the rise. That is the potential. Canada, a little bit different as opposed to what we have here in America. We've got some things that are in play and in motion that if we're not careful, we could, strike some in and find ourselves with unintended consequences. I'm not saying that some sort of secession or, some sort of, rewrite. I mean, we've got already a convention of the states that's been in play to get, call a timeout on this government to address some things that need to be addressed that cannot be handled at the federal level.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of hindsight bias going on when we look at the past. We think the Civil War just had to happen, and it didn't.
Mm, yes.
Right? I mean, but for a few crazies in Charleston, South Carolina, I don't think it would have happened. We had something a little like that in Portland, since you mentioned Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
See, Antifa boarded up an ICE headquarters in Portland, and the mayor and the police in Portland just let it happen. So, the federal workers are barricaded inside their office, and the feds had to send in the U.S. Marshals to free them. Okay, that's not Fort Sumter, but it's a taste of things that might, a taste of things to come.
Yeah. Frank, we got to go to break. We've got more from F.H. Buckley, American Secession, right after this. Stay with us.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're here at NRB 2020. Boy, what an incredible experience in Nashville, Tennessee. And Kenny Mock is joining us now. He's the author of the book, Leaving Your Life Imprint, an amazing story that'll inspire your own. Kenny, good to have you with us. Thank you for stopping by.
Great to be here, Bill.
Well, author, speaker, artist, songwriter, founder of Life Care Family Services and Life Care Foundations. It's been nonstop for you. Real estate background. I mean, it's like, hey, you're living the life here.
Well, you know, God has the perfect plan for our life, and if we can find it, though. Mm-hmm. It's a rewarding life.
Yeah, really.
For all of us.
Yeah. I remember when I was a little kid, I tell this story. I was on a bus. I was 7 years old going to Catholic school and was being shuttled there on this bus. And there was a sign. They used to have these signs, these inspirational signs up on the bus. And one of them was, to thine own self be true. And when I saw that, I go, note to self. There's something real important about that, and that has been kind of a theme and search for me from that day forward. Was, you know, what that meant, you know, having integrity and being true to yourself, the things that were true and righteous, the things that God had instilled in me. It took me a while to understand that that's what I had to look for, not just the other selfish, ornery, humanoid kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah. I love that poem that, you know, where the two roads divide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great poem about I chose the less traveled road.
Right.
You know, and that's, and in many ways that's the way the road with Christ is. You know, it's not the road everyone's straddling on, and yet you're gonna run into some interesting paths, you know, as you're going down that path.
Exactly.
That God leads us to.
Well,
but
life is about discovery.
Yeah.
So what do you want to discover? You want to discover the good, the bad? I mean, naturally, God allows us to experience it all because we're free will agents, right?
Sure.
So you can pick the road you want, but as I've maintained, you know, what God said to Cain that speaks through the millennial, you know, after Cain was a little down because his sacrifice wasn't accepted, he gave it to him straight and gave it to us straight, just saying, hey, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you, right?
Right. Exactly. You know, what I'm excited about this book is that it's a story that I had no idea about, Bill. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us go through our whole life. My wife and I went to Italy last year, and it was amazing how they kept the story, you know, the legacy.
Yeah.
You know, some of these vineyards, these wine vineyards had been in the families for years and years. I mean, and so, you know, and thinking that, you know, over in Italy, they've got time, you know, AD 5, 10, 100. You know, it just was amazing. Some of these edifices are still around. And I'm thinking, has America, you know, sometimes I wonder if we, you know, do we really pursue our story? Because we came as a monogenized group here, and sometimes we don't understand our story. And I think that's very important for me. I know for me, for my kids, I wanted to give them, I went and did my will with the attorney and all that, and I thought, that's great, you know, I'm giving them all this stuff that I can finally, they're going to get the inheritance to, but I wanted to leave something in them, and that's where the story, this came to where 2 years of research of looking at my history and my family story, it was amazing about, you know, just religious, how persecuted they were and why they came to America.
And I want to get into detail, but I want to pause for just a moment and, you know, revisit this idea, because there's nothing like going to Europe and realizing that America's only 243 years old. And we have like a little bit of history.
Absolutely.
But you go to Europe and, like you say, thousands of years and legacies that have carried on and influences and all that. And it's like, wow, you imagine, you know, in our very own lives like you. So after this experience in Italy, you say, okay, time to do a deep dive into your family, right?
Well, actually, I went to Italy and Germany because my family came from Germany.
Okay, so this is all part of the journey.
As part of the trip. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to finish the book without going to actually a place where my 25-year-old great-great-great-grandfather, six-time great-grandfather, left because of religious persecution.
Wow.
They had one golden ticket their family, my family didn't have but money, but enough for their 25-year-old son to leave. And was one of the worst trips where people died. He actually got to America, but I can imagine, you know, leaving his family
by himself,
everything by himself on a boat full of families.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that story, I had no idea.
You know, and when you think about that, Kenny, that he's walking away from everything, you know, to seek this opportunity, and God only knows what it could possibly be. He has a little bit of an idea, well, obviously, or he wouldn't have boarded the boat, right? He came across on a boat.
Yeah, it was a very tumultuous decision. He went back and forth, according to, you know, what I was reading. Mm-hmm. You know, but when I stood on the pier where he took off in his little rowboat to get on this boat, Samuel, I couldn't help but cry because I went to the very place where he took off, 1733. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And now I was able to share with my kids when this book came out this last year, to give them their story.
Yeah.
To give them something that will live beyond my lifetime and their lifetime, and they can grow and develop from that, and they can understand the importance of risk and faith.
Exactly.
And all those things that we take sometimes for granted.
Well, it's imprinted throughout your family. You know, you can say your DNA. I say the DNA of a country, because how many other millions of stories like this, you know, from immigrant great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents who have made this American experiment all possible, right?
Absolutely. And I think my thinking, and through the book, is it tells you how to develop your own story and go back and look and start to find your story and realize how important. Because like my grandkids at Christmas, here's a great story. I'm at the back there, and I'm talking about this boat Samuel that my grandfather came on. The Germans never named a kid Samuel because that's an English name.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they broke tradition. The one son of Hans Peter Mach, it was named Frederick, and he named his son Samuel.
Wow.
And he broke tradition. And you know, there again, you know, why would you break tradition? Because that was so paramount. That boat meant so much to me. He knew that his dad came here at such risk.
Right.
And so telling that story to my grandkids, I'm telling them, all of a sudden, as I'm telling the story, they're moving closer and closer. They're at the other side of the room. And by the end, they're on my lap.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, this is what leaving an imprint it really should look like.
Yeah, and that kind of impact that it has on them, because, you know, here's these kids that are, you know, probably would want to spend more time with video games and other amusements, right?
Absolutely.
And here you are, you're just sharing, and all, next thing you know, it's like, okay, and they're just being pulled by their by what they're hearing into the story, because the fact of the matter is, this is their story, too.
This is the flesh and blood.
Right.
You know, this is their own family.
Yeah. Wow, how cool is that? So how did it start for you, Kenny? I mean, you say you have a plan in the book here.
Yeah.
But how did it start for you to search this out?
I really got the whole thing out. Like I said, when we went to the attorney and did all that work, I realized this is so not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm giving my kids, yeah, it's a lot of money, it's a lot of land, it's a lot of, you know, and we didn't start with nothing, my wife and I, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we took God's promises, and I made a promise to a young man, and that's where the rest of the book comes in. How did these two legacy nonprofit companies that are have reached thousands and thousands of kids and
yes.
families,
mm-hmm.
I made a promise to a young man, an inner city child, and God gave me the opportunity at a sermon. Big, hairy, audacious goal. Would you, do you believe and trust me that I can make this happen? Took out $750. And then within 5 to 10 years, I'm doing millions of dollars of services, caring for kids
wow.
around the country. And that was God's sacrifice. Are you going to empty your bank account? My wife looked at me like, are you crazy? It's all we got.
Right.
But it was that sermon and that promise. And I started realizing, wow, my own family took risk.
Mm.
Why am I doing this too? So that wasn't just a faith book. It was also, there is a bridge that God wanted me to know about.
Exactly.
And that my forefathers took risk as well.
And here it is, you know, for you to trust God.
Yeah.
I mean, to empty out, and yeah, and your wife going, what? She's mumbling tongues at you, you know. Probably other things too, but you know, but yeah, that's why we love them.
Yeah,
but here we are all these years later, and for her, you know, what a reward for her too, right?
Absolutely.
Because you go back and you look and you say, hey, look what we did, 750,
well,
you together.
Bill, in your own life,
yeah,
you just, you know, tell me a little bit about your own, and you know, you know when it's God, right?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you don't have to question it. After a while, it's like, okay, we've been here, God.
Yeah,
you know, you've been faithful. Mm-hmm. Through these, every promise.
So tell us a bit about the foundation.
Well, we serve veterans.
Yes.
Every day. And by the way, my book is not purchased. It's donated. If you donate, I send you a book.
Okay.
So that's what's kind of unique about us.
Mm-hmm.
We serve veterans.
Yes.
Every single day. And we get to hear their story.
That's great.
I mean, whether they're from the Vietnam War, and I've just lost a World War II guy. Told me a story about the Indianapolis. He pulled up there. He and his boat buddies were talking to the guys from the Indianapolis. They dropped the atom bomb off, you know, in World War II.
Right.
On the way back, all those guys died because of a torpedo that hit them. But it's stories like that that I'm like, you know, we're missing.
Exactly.
And so I think what we do is such a worthy cause, because mm-hmm. these guys, they won't tell their story to other people, but they'll
tell it to each other.
Exactly.
Kenny, thank you so much. How can people be in touch with you and your foundation?
You could go to kennymaug.com.
That's M-A-U-C-K, by
yeah.
the way.
And the foundation's at lifecarefoundations.org. So one of those. And, yeah, we're on Amazon. But, you know, if you send us a donation as we're feeding these guys and
yes.
and loving on these guys, we'll send you a book.
Amen.
So feel free to contact us.
Kenny, Lord bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Appreciate Honored it. To be with you.
You got it.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Fred.